The Girl in the Painting, written by Renita De Silva and read by Asiya Shah. '28, '29, '30, here I come. Margaret opens her eyes and looks about the grounds. The world is a bright, joyful green, scented with summer, grass and nectar. Robins sing, pigeons peck at worms, squirrels nibble at acorns, and magpies admire their shimmering reflection in the water of the fountain. Her sisters, however, are nowhere to be seen. Albert is hacking away at the rose bushes with his pruning shears, a riot of colourful petals festooning his feet. He is mumbling to himself as he works. He does that a lot. Margaret, perpetually curious, had once tasked him about it.
Oh, never you worry your pretty little head, miss. 'Tis between me and the plants, it is.
Does talking to them help? She'd queried, wide-eyed. He'd laughed, a throaty chuckle that morphed into a phlegmy cough, so she moved backwards ever so slightly, just in case her new dress, lavender silk tulle with white lace flowers, got spattered.
Go on, miss, off with ya.
Waving Margaret away and turning to his beloved plants, his hands quite brown, encrusted with mud that had settled into the grooves of his skin. The air tastes golden, a hint of smoke overlaid with lavender. A giggle wafts from the house on a burst of honeyed breeze, maids gossiping as they go about their chores. Sheets billow, puffed up ghost selves of their owners. It's wash day. Peggy will be wearing a scowl, her face a thundering storm, her hands chafed pink and peeling from all the scrubbing.
Does it hurt?
Margaret had made the mistake of asking, staring at Peggy's palms, like the fat slabs of ham that Father likes in his sandwiches, in horrified wonder.
What do you think?
Peggy had growled. You're too curious for your own good, Meg. Her sisters admonish her.
It'll get you into trouble if you're not careful.
But how else do I find out things? She asked. Do you have to know about everything? Her older sister Evie, smiling fondly.
Of course. How can you not want to know?